on the record now? Great. Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Amiot, and I'm a hearings officer. It's December 4th, 2018 at 1:43 p.m. This is case number 1180248 involving the tow of a vehicle. Mm-hmm. The appellant, Kim Piper, is present. Thank you for being here today.
No problem.
No one is present from the Portland Police Bureau, which is the agency that ordered the tow. Mm-hmm. We have their evidence that they submitted already, so we can proceed with the hearing in their absence. I've got a few administrative details to take care of.
Okay.
I don't think you were here when I went through them before, so I will just give you kind of an outline of what we're going to do today.
Okay.
First of all, I just wanted to make sure that you received the packet of information that our office mailed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that the best address for us to
yes.
use? Okay. Great. And did you receive the statement of rights, perhaps from the window today? Did you pick up a packet when you
I
got here?
I just got it.
Okay.
I didn't get a statement of rights, I don't think, though.
Okay. That should have been in the set of documents
here.
That we mailed to you.
Okay. Well, I do have that then.
Okay.
Right here.
Oh, great. Do you remember if you read the statement of rights?
I did read it, but I don't. I mean, I have to go back and reread it to refresh my memory.
Okay. Yeah, we can pause the record if you do that. I just want to make sure that you understand all of your rights.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Great. Do you have any questions about your rights?
No.
Okay. Perfect. I want to let you know that this hearing is being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
The typical practice is to post the recording of the hearing online.
Okay.
The benefit of that is if you want to go back and listen to it, it's available for you to do so. Some people, however, want to opt out of having the recording posted because they don't want other people to be able to listen to it.
Okay.
It's possible that folks could find, you know, link your name to the hearing case number and then listen to the hearing. So if you don't want to have the hearing posted online, we won't post it for you.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay, great. So we will post a copy of the hearing online. Usually it takes about 48 hours
okay.
for it to be posted. You said that you did pick up a copy of the packet at the window?
Yes.
Okay, great. Did you get a chance to look through that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, great. Did you see anything in the packet that was included by mistake that didn't have anything to do with your case?
Just a few statements that were wrong, and that's about it.
Okay, but they did have to do with your case?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go ahead and admit Exhibits 1 through 8 into the record, which means that I can rely on them in making my decision.
Okay.
Once I swear you in, I'll give you the chance to talk
okay.
about whether they're true or not. Did you have any additional documents that you'd like me to review?
I don't. I do have a witness, though.
Okay, great. So just a kind of a brief introduction to how this hearing works. It is an administrative hearing, and I'm a hearings officer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a court, and I'm not a judge.
Okay.
So our process is a little less formal than a court hearing. I'm a neutral, impartial decision maker. I don't work for the parking office. I don't work for the police bureau. But my job is to take a look at the evidence that the city submitted, and then the evidence you've provided, and your testimony, and the testimony of your witness, and to decide, based on that information, whether the person who ordered the tow of your vehicle followed all of the rules that apply to the tow.
Okay.
Because I'm not a judge, I don't have a lot of discretion. I only have the powers that the city council has given me, and that's to decide whether the tow is valid or invalid based on whether the person who ordered the tow followed the rules.
Okay.
So I don't get to look at things like whether it was fair or whether the tow is too expensive and you could afford to pay for it or not. I don't have the power to lessen the tow charges. I can only find whether the vehicle tow was valid or invalid
okay.
based on the rules. So. Now I can swear you in.
Okay.
Could you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Great. Thank you. Could you please tell me why you think that the officer didn't follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle?
Well, we were working. I worked for the Oregonian, side job, delivering papers. It was early morning hours. I guess not real early, probably about 7. We did 2 routes that day. Anyway, I don't have to get into all that. I had hit a medium turning onto Holgate. The sign had gotten right in my eyes, and I nicked it as I turned. And when I turned off Holgate onto 101st going northbound, I realized I had a flat tire. So we deliver on the left side of the street. That's why I was on the left side of the street. Okay, I pulled over right when I got a flat tire. I didn't want to ruin my rims. Kathy and I got out of the car, proceeded to change the tire. We got the spare out and tried to put it on. It was way too small for my car. The rim didn't fit, you know, the pegs or whatever. So we put the spare tire underneath my car, underneath the thing, tire, so it wouldn't fall. We left it up on a jack. We were going to run and get it done, you know, and bring it right back. Well, it happened to be the day before Veterans Day. So everywhere I went was closed. I couldn't find a place open anywhere. We assumed the neighbors knew what we were doing because they were out there, you know, watching us change the tire. So anyway, it was the day before Veterans Day. Veterans Day, we couldn't find any place open either. So the very next morning I got the tire and I went right back and it was gone. I had checked on it the night before. It seemed okay. You know, the neighbors saw me going over there to check on it. We were in the left lane, like I said, because we deliver on that side of the street. And that's the only reason that I was parked in the, you know, wrong side of the street. Otherwise, I don't, you know, there was no warnings or there was no markings on the car or anything, you know, to let me know that they had been there or, you know, they didn't call or anything. I just thought it was pretty unfair, you know, on a holiday to, you know, do it so quickly. I mean, the car was legal, it's insured, it's, you know, you could tell that the reason it was up on a jack is because there was a flat. I mean.
Okay. According to the Police Bureau's report, which is Exhibit 8, they said that you were parked in the southbound lane of traffic facing the wrong direction. And I'm not clear, based on that statement, whether you were in
That's a wrong statement. I was parked on the left side going northbound.
And
I was blocking nothing. It was in the middle of a curb.
Okay, so in the middle of a curb.
Yeah, I was just in the middle. There was like driveways, but I was in the middle of all those. I mean, there was a long strip of like just nothing but trees and forest, kind of.
Okay.
Or just bushes and stuff. I parked it there. There was nothing that I blocked or nothing that, you know.
Okay.
I could have prevented, I mean, or stopped. If someone wanted to drive, they could have driven. The street was pretty wide, so it wasn't like so narrow that nobody could get by or.
Okay, and how far do you think you were from the curb?
Well, I was probably about this far from the curb.
Okay. And not blocking any driveways?
Not blocking any driveways.
And again, impeding any flow of traffic?
No.
Okay.
There was plenty of room for people to get around.
And would they have to swerve to
No,
get around
they could have
you?
Gone straight up and down. The street's pretty wide.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit more about the condition of the vehicle? It was, you said that you had the spare tire underneath.
Well, we had it,
it
up on a jack, and to prevent it from falling, we put the spare tire that didn't fit the car, we put it underneath to make sure it wouldn't fall. It would be on, you know,
okay.
So it wouldn't be unbalanced.
Okay, so on the side where it was jacked up, the
mm-hmm.
tire was
with
there, so if it
tire
did
underneath the rim or
okay.
the whatever it's called, the tire well or
for safety.
Yeah, we assuming we'd be right back because
right.
you know I didn't consider the holiday.
Okay.
We still had a lot more deliveries to do, so you know, of course, we were trying to hurry as quickly as we could.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything about the parking or condition of the vehicle that could be considered a threat to public safety?
It's nothing wrong with the vehicle.
So the vehicle was towed, the officer said it was towed as a hazard.
That's what I don't understand. I'd go down and pay $150 to get it released from the police station. And we did everything we could to prevent, you know, to anything from happening.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about the neighborhood? I'm not familiar with that street. Is it a residential?
It's residential.
Kind of high traffic or low traffic?
On 101st, not so much. Hellgate can be busy sometimes, but not as busy as Power to some of the other main streets.
Okay. And so it was parked you said there were trees, and were there, was it in front of houses or?
Well, there was houses across the street, but none on the side where my car was until we got it maybe 100 yards or so.
Okay, so what was your car parked directly in front of?
Some bushes and stuff. Oh, she okay. might remember more than I do, but there's just some trees and bushes, like a build.
Great. I'm going to swear your witness in just a moment.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell me?
Not
about
that I can
the
think of.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Should I stay here? Or?
Can we, is it possible to turn that microphone on? Great. Thank you for coming today. Can you please spell your first and last name for me for the record?
KathiKnisLey.
Great. And could you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Okay, great. And could you please share with me the information you'd like to share about the tow of this vehicle?
The car, where we were parked was not in front of a house or anything. That was a long stretch of just trees. And so, you know, basically everything she said is how it is. But, I mean, she said we put the tire underneath the car so that to prevent it from falling all the way down. We took every precaution to make sure the car would be safe, you know, and nothing would happen.
Okay. Just to clarify for the record, you were present when all of
yes,
this
I delivered with her.
Okay, great. And can you describe what any reason that this might be considered a hazard?
The only thing that I could consider being a hazard is that there was no tire.
Is there anything else that you think I should know about the tow of this vehicle?
No.
Okay, great. Well, I want to thank you both for being here today. I'm going to wait to issue my decision in writing. I want to go back through and consider all of the evidence as well as the city code provisions that apply to the tow of this vehicle. I will issue a decision within the next 2 weeks, and it will come to you by mail.
Okay.
If I do determine that the tow is invalid, there'll be instructions for providing the receipt from the tow, and that can be refunded.
Okay.
If I find the tow is valid and you disagree with me, there'll be instructions for how you can appeal that decision to the court if you wish to do so.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. The hearing is now closed.
Thank you.